Masonry vindicated. From the very beginning of speculative masonry, the stated aim of the craft has been to improve lives and to promote moral progress. The lives of its members, the community they live in, and even the country in which they live and work. The values embedded in masonry closely follow the values of the period of time we refer to as the Enlightenment. In fact, reading a list of values and goals from both, they are nearly identical. Masonry attempts to promote these values by encouraging learning and education, equality of people, reason over superstition, being a participant in the welfare of others, and many other ideas that for their time were quite revolutionary. Many of these values seem to be commonplace in our time, and sociologists even have a term for these values. They are referred to as emancipative values, or liberal values. Liberal being used in the original sense of liberty or freedom, and not in the political sense we often use it today. Emancipative values are those values that can aid a society and a person in flourishing. Emancipative values can break down the oppressive hierarchies that can build up in governments and societies and level the playing field for all members of a given society. Emancipative values help a country grow and be successful in the world. So how can we tell which countries have these emancipative values and how they are affecting the success of that country? The World Bank did years of research into this idea and discovered that the more a country has these emancipative values, the more successful they are. This has resulted in the World Bank Knowledge Index, which has proven to be the best predictor of emancipative values in a country. The index is made up of many measurements, each of which measures a different aspect of a country's citizens' access to certain knowledge or knowledge resources. The higher a country ranks in each category, the better off they seem to be as a society. In fact, this index has proven even more accurate at predicting a country's success than measuring gross domestic product. The index categories are, based on per capita measures from the World Bank report, economic and institutional regime. The country's economic and institutional regime must provide incentives for the efficient use of existing and new knowledge and the flourishing of entrepreneurship. Education and skills. The country's people need education and skills that enable them to create and share and to use it as well. Information and communication infrastructure. A dynamic information infrastructure is needed to facilitate the effective communication, dissemination, and processing of information. Innovation system. The country's innovation system, firms, research centers, universities, think tanks, consultants, and other organizations, must be capable of tapping the growing stock of global knowledge, assimilating and adapting it to local need, and creating new technology. Each of these four pillars are then mapped onto the knowledge economy by measuring such things as tariff and non-tariff barriers, regulatory quality, rule of law, adult literacy, high school and college enrollment, access to telephone, computer, and the internet, researchers, patents granted, technical journal articles, royalty payments, and more. There are actually 83 structural and qualitative variables that serve as proxies for the four pillars above. Using this index, the World Bank discovered that the values rated by the index account for 70% of the variation in the emancipative values across different countries. This statistical data vindicates a key point of Freemasonry. Knowledge and sound institutions lead to moral progress. In other words, the desired outcome of Masonry. Discussion questions. Do you agree or disagree that the values mapped by the World Bank are part of Freemasonry, and why? How do we, as Masons, show the rest of the world that we hold these values? We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Working in the Quarry, an educational podcast brought to you from the Education Committee of the Grand Lodge of Nebraska. We'd like to thank our podcast content creators and readers. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please send them to educationchairman@nebraskagrandlodge.com. Thank you for listening.